USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Pennsylvania State Police confirmed early this morning that the convicted murderer that escaped from a Pennsylvania prison has been taken into custody. Danilo Cavalcante escaped Chester County Prison on August 31st, days after he was sentenced to life for stabbing his ex-girlfriend, 33-year-old Deborah Brandau, to death. He was also wanted for a 2017 murder in Brazil. An impeachment inquiry is an investigation of possible wrongdoing by a federal official, such as the President of the United States, cabinet official, or judges. The process is written into the Constitution and is the most powerful check that Congress has on the executive branch. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption, and they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News says if Biden would have turned over his bank records, this could have all been avoided.
Well, we will get to expand our subpoena powers, and also I believe it will give us easier access to tackling Joe Biden's bank records. I mean, look, Joe Biden could have opened a bakery in Beijing with as much dough as he and Hunter received from communist China. If he did nothing wrong, if he didn't sell out his country, then he should give us the bank records and we wouldn't have to do it this way.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un offered Russian President Vladimir Putin at their meeting today in Russia his country's full and unconditional support for Russia's sacred fight to defend its security interests and said Pyongyang will always stand with Moscow on the anti-imperialist front. Kim also called North Korea's relationship with Russia the first priority. USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fast food workers in the Golden State are about to get a minimum wage bump to $20 per hour, thanks to a recent labor deal.
It's now included in a state legislative proposal that's gaining traction among California lawmakers. This comes after Service Employees International Labor Union in the Golden State managed to negotiate higher wages with fast food restaurant companies. In exchange, California lawmakers will give those company owners a break on any rules violations that occur at the franchise store level. I'm Ryan Daniels.
California is set to banning.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is poised to sign a new law preventing public school districts from prohibiting gender and racial diversity-related books and curriculum. Assembly Bill 1078 recently passed in the state Senate and now awaits Newsom's approval. The legislation responds to incidents like the one in Temecula, where curriculum mentioning Harvey Milk, California's first openly gay elected official, was initially rejected. After facing state fines, the board eventually accepted the curriculum. Critics argue that local leaders should decide on curriculum, while supporters emphasize students' access to a diverse range of educational materials. I'm John Schaefer.
Inflation indicators come out this morning with the Consumer Price Index. And today is also International Chocolate Day. That's one celebration where you just can't go wrong. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.